The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
People still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is a topic that we can't really spend too much time discussing because there's so much of it happening and so little of it being reported anywhere. It's one of the reasons why I have chosen to proactively use a portion of the time and effort that I can give to different topics to this very issue, because I just feel like it is that important. And I'm very grateful to have as a partner in this endeavor Christian Solidarity International, who is fighting the fight to help raise awareness, to raise a voice, to raise advocacy, and to raise help for those that are persecuted simply for what they believe. Honored to have back with us this time Dr. John Eibner. The last time he was with us, we spoke exclusively about the conflict in Iran, and we ran out of time. We could have talked about it for another hour. But Dr. Eibner, I'm grateful that you've been able to come back with us and help us a little more, because we started that conversation on Iran and Saudi Arabia, and we didn't touch on Saudi Arabia and what's going on there. And then there's also a dynamic of the two of them at war with each other. So let's talk about Saudi Arabia first today. What does the picture look like when it comes to the issue of persecution, particularly for Christians in Saudi Arabia?
Well, Saudi Arabia is a country that probably persecutes the not only Christians, but other non-Sunni Muslims more so than any other country in the world. Persecution is very severe. We spoke about Iran, where there's persecution, but Christianity and, you know, there's some religious pluralism there. In Saudi Arabia, there are no churches. It's forbidden. American workers and other people there have to worship in secret and private. There is no religious freedom of any sort in Saudi Arabia. And one of the reasons why we don't hear about, say, Christian prisoners there in the same way that we do in Iran is because most of those who are arrested and thrown into prison are so-called guest workers. It's actually illegal. You cannot be a Saudi citizen and a Christian. It's forbidden by law. You cannot be. And the consequences for conversion are even more severe in Saudi Arabia. And those Christians that are in Saudi Arabia are mainly foreigners. And the kinds of people who are persecuted will be, say, Indian and Filipino house cleaners, hospital workers, people who are doing lowly jobs and actually have no rights. And when they are caught at a prayer meeting, they're caught with the Bible, they're caught sharing the Bible, they simply disappear. They become non-people. Their employers have their passports. They disappear, and their own countries like India, Philippines, and other such countries don't want to challenge the Saudi authorities on this issue. Saudi Arabia is too powerful. There's too much money involved, and these people just disappear.
It seems like something that we would not imagine would be possible in the year of 2019. But as we have had so many conversations, Dr. Eibner, this persecution is very real and probably more pronounced than ever before in the places where it is practiced. Let's talk a little bit about how Iran and Saudi Arabia's relationship impacts Christians and other faith minorities that are in those countries.
Right. Well, first of all, both of them are persecutors, and these are the two great powers, Islamic powers in the Middle East. And at the present time, there's a great conflict between the two of them. The Saudi dynasty controls the Islamic holy sites, Mecca and Medina. This is the great prize. the Iranians would like to control them. Because if you are the masters of the Islamic holy sites, then you have huge influence all around the world. Right now, the Iranians and their Shiite Islam make up about 20% of the Islamic population globally. The Sunni population, which is represented by the Saudis, is about 80%. And these two rival each other for control of the holy sites. Each party wants to be the master of the Islamic world. And the Saudis in particular have used their extensive oil money. It's oil, it's money actually that comes to a large extent from the West, because we buy the oil, to sponsor radical Islam around the world. They have been doing this for decades. Decade after decade, millions and millions of dollars of Saudi money goes to Indonesia, goes to Sudan, goes to Nigeria, goes even to the United States. There are mosques that are financed by these people, and the purpose is to promote this rigid Wahhabi strict Islam, which is anti-Christian. Those who are brought up in that tradition, those who accept that tradition, believe that Christians are second class. Christians should be persecuted. And when they are in power, Christians are persecuted. They have been responsible for fueling terrorism in the Western world and fueling wars of terror in countries like Sudan or Nigeria or in Syria. And it's a terrible threat not only to the Christians, say, in Saudi Arabia,
right,
but they pose a global threat to Christians and other non-Sunni Muslims,
friends, there's,
to Shiites, etc.
Friends, there's so much more that needs to be said about this, and it's one of the reasons why we've started this segment called Plightcast, where we're really trying to help you understand the plight of persecuted people across the globe, specifically persecuted for their faith. Go to my podcast domain and download any of the episodes of these conversations to further illuminate your thinking with not only Dr. John Eibner, but also Joel Vanderspeck and others from the CSI family that are helping us understand these. And then also call CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are on the ground fighting and in the halls of governments advocating for the reduction of persecution globally. 888-342-1010 is that number. 888-342-1010. I'm Calvin McCullough. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.